Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for a mailing list, and please subscribe to our RSS feed and all that fun stuff. And yeah, I'm here with Menace.
What Hi, up, how
Menace?
You doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's great to see you.
I'm starving, so I'm eating in the first few
Yeah,
minutes.
That's you're not supposed to do that. That's
I apologize.
Okay. No, you can't eat. It's okay.
I don't want you to pass on Facebook. Out. There's a lot of listeners on the Facebook.
What about them? You're friending me on Facebook?
No, have listeners friend you on Facebook.
They do.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh,
give
Facebook.
Out your Facebook. Okay. Hello, hi. I know it's Friday, everybody. Bear with us.
Okay, here's my Facebook information. Yes. Is you can find me, Sex with Emily is my Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And you switch your Twitter.
And
too.
I switch my Twitter to Sex with Emily. So everyone should check out Sex with Emily on Twitter. And also today's show, we will be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some people post them to my Facebook, which is cool, however you want to find me, or Twitter. Topics include waiting for sex, testicles, orgasms, and hand jobs, of course, and geeks and sex, and a few others. And we're also going to be giving some sex tips, just a random mix of sex tips that I thought would be very helpful for people. The ones that resonate with me particularly that I think that every man needs to know. So yeah. We're going to get into those.
I prefer random. Random acts really? Of sex.
Random acts of
sex,
do you?
That's always the best one.
So
because the ones that you plan out, you're like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go on this date, and we're going to have dinner. Then we're going to do this, and then we're going to have sex. That's what men think. You know, that's the plan. That's the timeline that they put together. But it usually doesn't work out that well, you know? It does, but it's not as good as you think it's going to be.
Right.
But then when you have the random acts of sex, that's when it's good. Like, you didn't know it was coming. And
exactly.
It just happens.
Exactly.
That's cool.
That is cool. I love it. I had a date with a guy the other night,
mm-hmm.
and we were supposed to, speaking of random acts of sex, although I didn't really have sex with him, but mm-hmm. we were going to go out, we had all these plans, and then we ended up just going to his house and made me dinner, and we fooled around, cool. and it was awesome. So it was kind of a random act of sex. I didn't see coming, but we were very attracted to each other, and it was hot, and we didn't end up doing anything we were going to do.
So we're going to call it RAS now, right?
RAS. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Random acts of sex.
Yeah.
I love RAS. Like,
it's
you never you think it's going to happen. Exactly. I love it.
It was random.
So good like that. How's your week?
My week is good. Busy as usual. A lot of things going on. Preparing. I'm going to go to Coachella, California.
Right?
Getting
that's not label, right?
Yeah, but you got to plan out, man.
I want to go this year.
Good luck. It's sold out.
It's always, yeah, but yeah. I always get in. My friend runs it.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, dude, I always get in. I got reservations.
How are you doing? How was your, do you have any good wine stories? Did you go to a cabin and with your friends and do nothing?
No, I didn't do anything like that. Yes. No, I've just been, I've been dating, actually. I've got, you
what?
Know, it's, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I've got a few men.
Few prospects?
I've got like almost too many that I need to like, I need to get rid of some.
Any suitors?
I've got lots of suitors, and I feel like I've been very active lately dating. And
yeah. How's that going?
It's going well. I like them all, and I'm being very clear that I'm not looking for a relationship right now. So that's a new step.
What have you done? What have you gone?
I've told them. What kind of things have I done?
Yeah.
Well, this one guy was, he made me, two guys made me dinner at their house.
Yeah. Pussies. Next.
Why?
What else?
Just because you can't cook menace doesn't mean that they're pussies.
I can cook you a goddamn dinner.
You cannot.
Hell yeah, I can.
What are you going
to make? I can even bake, too. I can do all that.
What are you going to bake me? Cinnabons?
Whatever you
want.
I'll bake
you a cardboard thing that you open up?
I'll bake you cupcakes. I'll bake you cookies.
Really?
Yeah. Do all that.
I don't believe that you do any of this stuff.
I do.
Okay, fine. So, yeah, I've had good dates. Two guys made me dinner. Went to dinner with someone else. Trying to think what else. That's it. Yeah.
I'm not impressed unless they take you up in like a Zeppelin. You know? I want something cool. Like something out of the ordinary.
You're right. You're
you
right.
Know?
I
cooking,
should
wow. Okay, a guy can cook. Wow.
I
like
love
he's really
it,
gonna do
cook,
that when you
though.
Guys are together.
Yeah, he will.
All the time.
You think it's like the blowjob that doesn't happen after you get together?
Yeah,
with someone?
That's what
yeah.
it is. That's what
it's
guys
not.
Do.
You think
they don't give you blowjobs, but they cook for you.
Right.
Thinking that you're going to cook for them later.
Yeah. This came up again. Yeah, exactly. But this came up again, like, with this guy I was talking to, and he's like, every girl I've dated, he's like, same thing. He's like, oral sex stops right after. Right after. He's like, first 3 months, they perform oral sex, and then they stop.
Yeah, once they lock the love down.
Once they lock it down. But that is my life's mission to make sure that people don't stop performing oral sex after they commit to each other.
Yeah.
It really is. That's what this show's about. It's like, keep on keeping on.
What should these guys do to impress you on a date?
That's a great question.
I know. That's why I'm here.
I think if there's chemistry, like I had chemistry with this guy the other night, I just don't really care, to be honest. Just don't do
that's
nothing.
Too vague.
Okay,
no,
don't not have a plan.
Yeah.
We can have a plan and we can trash it because we're so attracted to each other and we just want to have sex. But I think a guy can just impress me by calling me. I brought this up last week. Call me. Just call me and ask me out. The last few guys have picked up the phone and said, I want to go out with you. And I think that's a great move. Don't just do it through Facebook or whatever. But where can he take me?
Yeah.
See, I'm not. Okay. Admittedly, I'm not that girl that's like, I'm going to be so impressed if you showed up with a limo and red roses.
A white stress limo.
A white stretch limo with a hot tub in the back.
Yeah.
And red roses. Not that. But I think just like a meal and I like to eat.
What kind of meal? Can I take you to?
Reservations. You can't take me and make me dress up as the Hamburglar at McDonald's.
No, I'm just saying that.
What?
It has to be reservations? It can't just be.
No, it doesn't have to be reservations, but like a night at a good restaurant. It doesn't have to be like the fanciest, best restaurant in the whole world. Tickets to concert. Go to a concert. Go hear music.
Yeah, but it's a concert is like a movie. You're not going to talk or do
no,
anything.
No, it's better than a movie. Movies are not great first date material. So if he's like, we're going to a movie, I'm like, that's kind of, we're going to want to talk. You know, I think that's like a good third date or fourth date. Like, let's go to a movie.
Well, a concert is a good idea if you want to get laid because you're obviously just going to get wasted and maybe do other things.
Honey, that's not obvious for everyone. Not everyone gets wasted at a concert. You
are
get
you serious?
Wasted like going to Safeway. But
who
that's
enjoys
cool.
a concert without getting wasted?
I don't know.
Not
I
me.
Do. I have historically.
Really?
Really?
Unless it is Wilco, some
What's
boring band.
What's the most impressive thing you've ever done for a woman for a date?
You're
more about the whole pomp and circumstance of it all. Like,
what
you
do mean?
Create a whole thing. Like, you're the one, you. It seems like you would create a whole thing.
Yeah. I've gone to Vegas on just dates.
Just that? Just like to fly like that?
Yeah.
Just go on a date? That's cool. I've done that. I've gone to Vegas. I had a guy take me to Mexico on our second date. That was
really?
Impressive. Yeah. I ended up dating him for 2 years, not because of Mexico. I actually probably shouldn't have. Dated him for 2 years, but Mexico was awesome.
Yeah,
second date, and then
now we're trying to tell people like you don't have to take girls to Mexico.
You don't
Vegas.
Have to take what I'm saying is just have something planned. Don't show up and be like I haven't really thought about it. And what do you want to do? Never do that.
Yeah.
But we talk about that all. We've talked about that
as a man. Never ask a woman what do you want to do. What do you want to eat?
Yeah,
because even though they know in their mind what they want to do and eat. They'll never tell you.
That's not, they would tell, but I just
no,
think
that
it's good for the first date for the
they
man
won't.
To have the plan and the man to pay and don't accept their money when she puts her credit card out.
But the woman needs to pull out her card.
I don't know. Does she have to do the reach?
Yeah.
First time, first date?
Yes, she does. She goes,
I don't.
Oh, here, I want to, Like, and then the guy says no. At least do the reach. If you don't do the reach,
I kind of forgot to do that lately.
Then you're out the door.
For you? So if a girl doesn't do the reach to pay the first date, you're done.
She's not going to pay no matter what. No matter what.
You wouldn't let her pay?
I wouldn't even let her pay if we're dating for months.
Really?
But she still needs to do the reach, like almost every time.
God. I messed up with this last guy that I was dating that I didn't reach. I think he wanted me to reach more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you look like a gold digger.
I'm so not a gold digger, though.
You look so like a gold digger if you don't do the reach.
I think I did eventually, but not right away. Because it was the first date.
What?
I have rules. I was like, he asked me out. And then he was like, no, whoever does the asking. But here was the problem in the breakdown. Apparently, I wasn't going to get into this, but I'm going
to.
Go
for it.
Okay, so I was dating this guy, and it's recently ended. But.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently, I never called him once for the whole 2 months that we were dating.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
never asked him out, and I never made a plan. And he did all those things. But I felt like we were seeing each other, like, once a week. Like, I didn't feel like it was my responsibility.
Did you text him?
Yes.
You texted him? Okay.
He's kind of bummed. And I was bummed about other things. And it's over.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I apparently need to be more... With this guy, I feel, because you know the problem is the guy I was dating before that, we saw once a week and we were just dating and it was like once a week and he would call me and he'd make a plan. And I felt that was sort of, we were still in the like courting phase and the early phase that it wasn't my duty and I'm super busy to plan. And he felt that he needed more for me to know that I really liked him. And I thought I was showing him that I liked him in other ways, like in the bedroom. I'm just kidding. Not really. But I was with him. I liked him. I said yes to everything, but I wasn't planning things. Do you need a woman to plan? Like, I feel kind of bad. Like,
no, I feel a woman can't. I think I've already figured out women and I know they can't plan anything.
We talked about this last week.
And I don't care. I don't care if they call me, if they text me, that's cool. I really don't want them to call me because I am.
You don't pick up the phone. Oh, I do pick up the phone.
I love talking on the phone.
Right.
I love talking phone. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? Not to say that I want to set the schedule, but I don't want them to call me. Because usually if they will call me, then I'm busy. Because if I am not busy, I'm probably calling you. You know?
So I think I learned a lot from this and whatever, and it's over. But okay, so one more thing I want to bring up here.
Yeah.
Is that, did you hear this? That this was just in the news. It says, sorry, AshleyMadison.com. You know Ashley Madison, the cheating dating site?
Yeah, I was actually on a date and they were promoting it. There was like some trivia night or something.
They always
like that.
Promote it. It's like advertised on a bunch. They might be our advertiser one day. Who knows? But I'm not going to say no to anything. It's basically a site that helps people cheat.
Yeah.
The number one site for facilitating cheating and breakups is actually Facebook. 66% of online divorces evidence come from the social network, which is also cited in 1 out of every 5 divorces in the U.S.
That's crazy because
Facebook. We talked about this before. But
we talked about this before, I would say, about a year and a half ago, and it was 1 out of every 7. Now it's 1 out of every 5.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So do you think that everyone's just like hooking up with their high school
sweetheart? Oh, I know many stories. Yeah.
People in college. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that
like
many
people. Rekindling. Because we talked about this before, where before Facebook,
as I'll remind you,
before Facebook, when you broke up with somebody, you don't have to see them ever again. But now they live.
Now I'm
online.
Like watching their vacation in Hawaii with their new girlfriend.
They live online and they're always there.
Yeah.
And people are always friends with each other. And then so when you break up with somebody,
you gotta defriend them, so you don't stalk them and their vacation photos.
Yeah, but I think. I'm friends with every single ex-girlfriend I've ever had on Facebook.
I am too.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes think, like, what if I was like, how many of you guys, there's a part of me that wants to be like, how many of you guys slept with and see who signs up? I mean, that'd be really embarrassing. But I think there's a lot of them.
Oh, God.
No, like my college boyfriends and my post-college boyfriends.
You make a list? You can't make lists on Facebook. You want me to help you?
You can make lists. These are all the guys.
I
could do a map, like a map of all my friends. Like you have like map in the United States and you put little pins in it where you've traveled. I could have like a list of all my friends and have little pins in there, like little, like a marker that says like, I've slept with him. I slept with him. Then I go.
I don't know if there's enough ink in that marker to do that,
but we can try. I thought we'd do that. Yeah. But Facebook, I mean, 1 out of 5 divorces because of Facebook.
Yeah. That's why after I'm done with my career in digital online media, all that, I'm just going to move to the hills of Montana and not even have a cell phone.
Yeah, I would love that. I love when I don't have my cell phone for 5 minutes even. It makes me happy. Like, it's too distracting and there's too much going on.
Well, people are becoming, I'm trying to say a politically correct term. People are becoming socially awkward. There we go. Socially awkward.
I think so too.
And they can't communicate in real life. They only can communicate online. And they can only build personas online of what people think that they are. But they're not really like that people. Yeah.
Because we didn't always have that. I agree. I totally agree. So that's why I'm telling everyone to just pick up the phone. Talk on the phone sometimes to someone before.
Because if you're the guy that picks up the phone and like talks to women directly, you're going to get laid, man. You know?
I agree.
Because all these other guys around you are losers.
Right. Just pick up the phone and be like, I want to see you. Like, so there's one of these guys I'm dating. Got to keep track of him. I should give him stage names here. But no, every time we go out, he calls me. He's like, okay, what are we doing tonight? Like, hey, here's the plan. He just calls me. And I'm like, because not everyone calls anymore. So it used to be annoying because the phone rang all the time. But now the phone never rings and I pick it up. So we're going to move into listener emails that you guys all sent to feedback at sexwithemily.com. And the first one is actually for Menace.
Uh-oh.
It's directed towards you.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? This is from Witter. He emailed me through Facebook. Can you ask Menace, ready?
Asking.
If he'd prefer a hand job from a really hot lady or a blow job from an average lady?
Blow job. I swear to God.
Because you don't know the
what
joys of a good hand.
Who did we see the other day? Oh, we're hanging out at our favorite place, Stitcher. We're at Stitcher, right? Stitcher, if you don't know, is an app that you can put on your cell phone and you can listen to this podcast that you hear now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hanging out at the Stitcher offices and the hand job debate comes up. And two of the employees, a woman and a guy, agreed with me.
They
yes or no?
They did not agree with you.
They did. Are you high on crack right now?
I wish.
They
not crack.
They did. They totally agreed with me.
Right.
Do you not remember this?
No.
Yeah,
I don't
remember
anything. Because you never portray it right. And
how do I not portray it right when I'm telling the truth?
I don't know. I don't believe that. Okay.
It was just the other day. Are you lying that you do not remember?
I knew
remember?
You'd answer this because you'd never answer that you want a hand job.
Because women can't give hand jobs as good as a man can give a hand job to himself.
Okay, we can't get this is exhausting.
It is exhausting.
It's not going to be as good, but it's going to be better. I'm going home right now. I'm done. I'm leaving in the middle of the show. Okay, so that's a question for you. Thanks for the answer. Okay, hey, Emily and Menace. My name is Manny from London, UK. Love the show, and your guys' tips are helpful indeed. Menace mentioned he started a dubstep program called Wobble Wednesday. Much kudos. As living in the birthplace of dubstep, it's truly insane to see it spread around the world.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been getting a lot of good feedback.
What's that website?
It's live105.com/Wobble Wednesday.
Cool. I like dubstep.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I told you because I was having sex with this guy for a while last year who was into it, and so I got into it. One quick question. Is it ever weird to have sex with a high school friend after years of barely talking? No.
No.
Not at all. I think that that's totally normal. I think that's like everyone hooks up with the hot person in high school that they never hooked up with in high school for some reason. Or at the reunions or you run into them. Don't think that's weird at all. You barely talked and you start hooking up. No. I mean, it's no different than just hooking up with someone that you met normally or recently.
Yeah, there was this.
It's even better. It's more fun. It's like, remember in high school when you did it and we always had this half for each other and now we're going to hook up? I think that's totally normal. No problem with that.
Yeah, there was this girl that I'm going to probably go on a date with. And
I love when you go on dates and don't tell me about them.
We graduated from high school quite a while ago and we never dated in high school or anything like that.
And now you're going to?
Going to date? I don't know. We're going to go out.
Okay. Yeah. You let me know if you sleep with her?
Yes, I will let you know.
That would help our loyal listener.
Okay.
Okay. This is from White Menace, another one. Olivia Munn is very hot, but she is not at all a geek. She just happened to get on G4 and host those shows. The only reason she knew anything about games and such was because someone told her about it. Loyal listener Tyler. P.S. Hand jobs can be awesome.
Did I ever say that, she's a gamer expert? I just said she's hot. Check her out.
I don't know. I don't know what you did.
Hey, haters will hate.
But she's not a geek. So she's on, but she's on G4?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of girls like that. They'll just pretend to be gamers. And
right.
So they can get some fame and stuff like that.
Got it.
There's plenty of women out there. It sucks. It sucks because like online, if you're a girl, man, and you get on Twitter and you're hot, you can get a bazillion followers. And if you're a guy, like no one cares, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I want a bazillion followers. Sex with Emily on Twitter.
Yeah.
Emily, enjoy the show. I listen through Stitcher. Anyway, I want to share an aspect to oral sex that I haven't heard you mention. Humming. I stumbled across this one day while providing oral to my wife. I was enjoying pleasuring her so much that I made a sound. At the time, I was working with her clitoris. Well, the vibration from it really lit her up. When I shared this with a friend, he had never thought of it either. His wife was quite pleased as well, so I thought I'd email and share it with you in hopes that you might share it with your listeners. Scott.
Is there any, like, songs that he suggests?
I don't know. They say you should also do the alphabet, but humming is a great, that's totally makes sense. That's in my book. Like, probably the vibration, it's like a vibration. And so the humming on when you're performing oral sex feels great to a woman. Not the whole time. Don't, like, hum for the whole time that you're doing it.
Probably like a Justin Timberlake song would be good or something.
Yeah,
like
you could hum a tune. Sure, if it makes you feel better.
Little JT.
But I would just go, yeah. But you could do a tune. But it could get distracting for the woman if you're humming a tune.
Yeah.
And if you mess it up or anything.
You know what
we haven't talked
about?
I love the humming. What?
Speaking about like humming and music and stuff like that, is the most favorite one, the Oh My Bod. The
I know.
We haven't talked about it in a long time.
I know. I love
that's like
oh
my favorite
bod.
Sex toy that I never use.
I know. The Oh My Bod, I think you can buy it at Adam and Eve and get a discount. It's the iPod for your vibrator. If you're the it's a vibrating, you put the music on your iPod.
You're right.
You
feeling
today?
Okay? Okay.
It's
an adapter for your iPod that vibrates with the music.
It vibrates with the music?
Yes.
You're so
good. Don't worry, I'll edit the show.
Thank you. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, we love it. We love the Oh My Bod. Okay, so dear Emily Menace, thanks so much for the advice that you gave me on your last show. I did end up telling my friend that I really liked her and it felt great to get it off my chest. Sadly, she didn't share the same feelings, and as much as that sucks, I was happy that it was at least out in the open. Our friendship took a bit of a hit, but nothing we can't recover from. Your loyal listener, RJ. Olivia Munn is super hot.
Hell yes. Yeah. See, it probably felt good to just get it off your chest, you know? It probably felt
that's what we told him.
Awesome.
I'm like, just tell her that you like her, because what are you going to, like, suffer in pain? I met this guy the other night. A friend of mine the other night. We were talking, and he's actually a photographer, and we were doing some photos, whatever, and he was saying he's been in love with this girl for 2 years, and she doesn't know it, but they have these lunches, and she tortures him. And I'm like, you just got to tell her, like, 2 years, like, just come out and tell her and be like, I'm into you or I'm not. Like, why wallow in your misery?
Like I said all the time, you're not going to die if she says no.
Right.
You're not going to die. It's going to suck if she does, but you're not going to die. And if she says no, then you can move on. If she says yes, awesome.
I think so much of relationships last way too long. You date the wrong people. All this stuff goes on and on and on. And there's so much, like my mom always says, the issues you have on the third date, you'll have forever. All the information is there that you need about the person pretty early on. I'd say within the first 3 weeks you're dating somebody, the information is there. You know what you need to know about this person. Are you going to open your eyes? Are you going to look at it? Are you going to address it? Mm-hmm. All that stuff. I realized I did the mail before I did the sex in the news.
I like that.
You did?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me.
Because I like it that way.
Today's like freaky Friday for me. Okay. Just listen, dear Emily, just listen to the show last night at work. Your show rocks. Now, the next time the podcast awards come out, you need to tell people to sign your show up for it. I also want to tell you for a follow-up with my wife. Things have been lots better. We're getting along better. Then the thing about not getting sex for 3 years is over. We have been having sex almost every week now, but the difference is that we are doing it in the morning, and it's even better than sex at night. She's more relaxed. And things just work better in the morning. Thanks for a great podcast, Chris. So we must have given him some good advice. That's
morning
awesome.
Morning sex is so much better.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's a debate. A lot of couples complain that they don't have time for sex. And so I would say, yeah, set the alarm 20 minutes earlier and have sex in the morning.
You have a full night's rest.
Some people don't like sex in the morning, though. So you got to work that out. But if both of you do, set the alarm and have sex. If you have kids and you're complaining about it, like you're already in bed, you can wake up 30 minutes earlier, 20 minutes earlier and do the deed.
Yeah.
It's a great way to fit it in if you have kids.
I'm telling you.
Busy.
Because
you work too late.
If you look at it, you spent all your energy all day long and then you got to perform still. Like, come on.
Right.
This way, you have a full night's rest. You have all the energy you
don't
can.
Have that pressure when you come home of like, she's going to want it, he's going to want it. Sex in the morning. I love it. That totally solved his problem. They hadn't had sex in 3 years.
She better make some pancakes after, though. For
you
real.
You think she's got to cook?
Yeah.
Really? All that? He should cook for her. Okay, let's move into sex in the news.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So have you heard this, Menace? This one is Grindr new app for straight people. Wants to help with those missed
connections. It's not going to work.
So we talk about this probably ad nauseum every week, but Grindr is Menace's favorite gay app, even though he's not gay, and it's for gay men who want to hook up.
Because my gay friends are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
They love it. And so
explain how it works really quickly.
Okay, really quickly. It's a basically a GPS chat room on your iPhone. It's an app. So you open up the app, it'll have all these photographs, and it will show all the men that are near you within a certain mile radius. Oh, you're like, oh, I like that man. So you click on his photograph, and then instantly you're chatting with him.
Yeah.
He could be 20 feet away from
you. Right. You could just, exactly. Yeah. And you can hook up with him. So now they're going to do it for straight people.
Not going to work.
Not going to work, you say. But we'll see. They don't have a name for it yet.
It's exciting. Called the Fail App. It's not going to work. There's going to be 9,000 guys on there for every one girl. Guaranteed.
Maybe. We don't know, honey. We can't predict. We can't predict the future.
I can predict the future. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work.
Okay. 7-year. This is my favorite Sex in the News article of the day. Ready?
Go for it.
7-year itch now down to 3 years. Why?
Oh,
so
true.
You know they always talk about the 7-year itch in a relationship. You heard that saying, right?
Yeah.
That after 7 years, people get divorced. That was like a common thing for many, many years. Marilyn Monroe starred in a famous movie called 7-year itch, right? Or 7-year. Wasn't that it? Yeah. These days, the couple's passion starts to cool down after only 3 years, according to a new survey. What a bummer. People are getting divorced now after 3 years. Weight gain by a partner, lack of money, snoring, and overexposure to the in-laws are top passion killers.
Dude, I'm screwed.
Did someone say lack of racy underwear? That's another biggie, along with toenail clippings left on the bathroom floor. What explains the couple's lack of tolerance? Longer working hours combined with money worries are clearly taking their toll on modern relationships, and we are seeing an increasing trend for solo holidays and weekends away from marriages and relationships in order to revive the romantic spark. So what can couples do to keep the flames burning? Recognize that love is tough and that it's perfectly normal to think about straying as relationships evolve. So that's the best advice for couples, they say, is that love is tough. So what a bummer. People aren't even lasting 7 years now.
Well, people's attention spans are so...
Exactly.
Nothing these days, you know? Like, on the internet, they give us suggestions to make videos no longer than 3 minutes.
Right.
You know?
I can't watch longer than 3 minutes. My videos aren't longer. I mean, really. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, you can't even be in a relationship longer than 3 minutes. I can imagine 3 years. Seven?
True.
Oh, my God.
I've done two-year relationships. 2.5 years. How long have you done?
You have to be medicated.
What's your longest relationship?
2-3 years.
Which one?
I had 2 3-year relationship.
Oh, you had 2 3-years. Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than me. I've done 2.5. Whatever. Okay, so next Sex News. The FSAW professor apologizes. So remember we talked about last week about the Northwestern professor? You heard, this has been all over the news now, that there was a live sex toy demonstration in his class at Northwestern. And apparently there were 600 students in the class and only 120 stayed for the performance.
Mm-hmm.
So they were talking about female ejaculation during that class. And this woman came in with her boyfriend and said, oh, we can simulate it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on stage and she used some vibrator and they. So he apologized. He said he was sorry for the negative press the demo brought to the university, but in the same breath, he maintained that he was justified in his decision and that the class had educational value. So he apologized, but he still is maintaining that was education.
Chill, people, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know how I would have felt at 19 in college watching people have sex on stage in a classroom.
I'd be like, awesome.
I don't know, you would have as a dude, but I think I was more prude. I think I might have been more uptight. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it's crazy on how many steps we're taking backwards when it comes to this stuff.
I know.
In the years that we're in right now, you know?
I think there just should have been maybe more... I think it was when the article I read about it said that he just kind of decided at the moment, mm-hmm. like the guy was like, oh, I can show you now. And he was like, okay, good idea, bad idea. Okay, just do it. And so it wasn't like pre-planned and maybe should have built up the students a few weeks ahead of time. There probably could have been a better way to go about it.
Yeah. Just talking about progression with the U.S. versus the U.K. just in general. Like, I have no desire to ever go to Europe, okay? Just to let you know.
Why?
Because I've seen the food on TV, and it looks like it sucks.
The food is
so
great,
I don't want to go there.
Okay, Starbucks
you don't have to convince me I'm never going to go.
Sorry, there's no Pizza Hut in the UK.
But check this out.
Maybe there is.
Check this out. Yeah. I know you like the European guys because they have cool accents and all that crap.
I don't
want to do that. So, but I was listening today. You know, they have The Sun over there, which is basically the tabloid magazine.
Yeah.
They have, you know how we have American Idol? They have Page Three Idol.
Okay.
Page Three Idol is, you're reading your normal, you know, magazine. Page Three Idol is naked women, and you get to vote on who is the best looking woman. Really? Like, that's like normal there.
Right. In their newspaper, yeah, there's pictures of naked women.
I know. Right. Can you imagine like how that is over here? Like,
yeah, we're
why
so
are
uptight.
We? It's weird.
I tell you, a lot of listeners in the UK and abroad. Uh-huh. I think like 30%.
Not to offend the UK listeners, it's just not like a place I want to go visit.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I want to go to Japan, and that sucks that Japan just had one of the...
How sad about the tsunami?
One of the huge major earthquakes.
It's crazy, right?
World history, yeah.
And then everyone thought that... And then I woke up this morning. Yeah. By mistake, my alarm didn't go off. I usually get up at 7:30. I woke up at 9:50.
Nice.
I felt like I was in college or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, who wakes up at 9:50? Like, I had to be at work at the office by 10. I had a meeting. That's besides the point. But I woke up to all these like people calling me all over, wondering if there was a tsunami like that was going to hit me. I was like kind of scared. Yeah.
And what sucks
bewildered.
Is about people that don't live here. What sucks is, yeah, we had the tsunami warning, and then there was all this coverage, and they're waiting for the waves to come. So the time hits where the waves are supposed to come, right? And it's this small little wave. And then they spent 2 hours on it. The local news here.
Right, the wave.
Like,
this little wave.
I don't know if you know this, but Japan just had an 8.8 earthquake, right. People.
They're
you
just
know?
Trying to freak us out, the
that
locally.
Sucks, like,
that's what they do.
The coverage.
I know. They're like,
can you have sex during those times?
During like, what, tsunamis?
No, but I'm just saying, like, natural disasters are going on. Can you think about sex, or are you thinking about natural disasters?
Personally?
Yes.
I feel really bad for the people of Japan, but
no.
I might have sex tonight. I don't know. Not
no,
tonight.
I'm
going to
put it off. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to have sex for 24 hours in protest.
Yeah. Not
but
protesting,
I'm gonna have sex tomorrow.
But in...
I mean, in protest, in honoring
yeah.
the people of Japan.
Yeah. To say,
but
hey, you know what?
Protesting the tsunami.
On my mind more than sex.
Exactly. Tonight,
God,
I'm not going to
so
have sex.
Bad.
Tonight, I'm not going to have sex. Actually, I can
good.
Tell you 100%, unless something weird happens. But no, 100%, I will not have intercourse tonight.
Unless tequila happens. You're not gonna
unless there's some tequila. I gotta bring some tequila back around the female
yeah.
Viagra. I haven't
do
had
it.
Tequila in a while. Okay, the Center for Disease Control released a giant study of human sexuality this week with some interesting findings. Teen sex, which has been on the rise for decades, seemed to peak in 2002. In almost 9 years since, virginity rates have risen among 15 to 24 year olds. The trend, they say, is good for STD rates. On the other hand, the now sexless school, high school movie genre, whether chicken or egg in this particular shift, has suffered notably. So that means STD rates are going to go down because people are delaying sex. That's good. I think the kids are delaying sex. What's the rush? What's the rush to have sex? Yeah.
I don't know. It's just everywhere.
I know. That's the problem. That's
they're
why they're
surrounded
having sex
by
all the time.
You're cool if you do it.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I waited a long time. I was like 18, 17.
I was 18.
That seemed old then.
It was when everyone around you, but it's cool because I think a lot of these shows on MTV, 16 and Pregnant, is scaring people from
well,
doing that.
Well, I think
that.
So too. Do you think that's why it's gone down? They're like, I don't want to like live like that.
Yeah.
But they thought that that was increasing, that people were going to want to be famous, so they were going to have kids
no,
at 16.
No, I don't think it's glorifying it at
that's
all.
That's a crazy show. Okay, another teacher loses her job after a student sees her in a porn.
Yes,
did
I
you
heard
hear
about
this?
This yeah.
yeah, so there's been so many of these. This woman, she was like a good down home.
I heard
teacher.
She was a really, really good teacher.
Really good teacher, a family woman, a great teacher, until one of her students discovered and reported her past as a porn star. America is afraid of sexuality, so she resigned. So, bummer. Her name is Tara Myers, or Tarika Dye. That's what her.
Yeah, what I heard was that she did it in like the early 90s. So that's like 20 years ago. And
whatevs, people. She's a good teacher.
Yeah. And then
so much she did a porn. And how did the kid discover it anyway?
Well, I heard
watching
that she
his
already
parents
got
porn. That's where the problem is. It starts at home.
Yes. Well, I heard that she got outed before at another school. So that's why she moved to this school. And
oh,
then
you think they'd share
again.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer. Remind me never to make a porn. Cool. Although I'm in that movie, I'm a Sex Addict.
Yeah.
People can rent that DVD, which a lot of people do and email me and they're like, I didn't know you were in that. But there is like a deleted scene where it's there. I don't get naked in the film, but you can kind of, they put like a bar over it because I was doing a sex scene, but I had clothes on, but my anyway, so that could come up. But I have a sex show, so that's actually a good thing. So it's, I'm not going to get fired. Forget it. Okay. Let's move into some sex tips. These are just a random sampling of sex tips that I thought were really good and would help everyone with their sex life, which is my purpose on the planet. Okay. Grunts are better than nothing. She'll give longer and more enthusiastic oral sex if you give her a verbal response. Even appreciative grunts are better than silence. Okay, this is so true. I talked to this, I don't remember, a year ago, but this guy I was dating, he did not make any noise during sex. And it drove, he was like this is how he would, I'd know that he'd orgasm. He'd mm-hmm. go, and I was like, what, did you just, he'd be like, like he could have coughed or burped, like moan, like do something. Seriously, that's better than nothing. So I think that, yeah, you got to give longer, more enthusiastic, you know, you got to give a verbal response. Do you make noises when you orgasm?
No, I don't.
Come on. Okay. So verbal responses from men, because my one guy went, is no longer in my life. Okay, vary the stimulation. Whether you're all the way inside her, add side-to-side movement or up and down pelvic pressure against her clitoris to vary the stimulation. This is just to stop the whole jackhammer in and out. You should go side to side. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that? Do you ever go side to side and up and down and all around, vary the stimulation?
Yeah.
I think lots of guys don't know that, do that. And women. Women too. You can make this decision yourself. You can vary the movement. Okay, use your tongue wisely. When kissing, don't use your tongue like a dart, in and out, in and out. Instead, try varying motions and amounts of pressure, just like your penis during sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you ever met someone who just darts a little tongue in and out?
No.
Not a good thing. Don't do that. Okay, tell her what she wants to hear. The word she loves to hear is, I want to make you feel good. I think that's so true. Like a guy who's like, I want to make you feel good. Like, uh-huh. I want to know. It's not about me. It's not about me having an orgasm, but I want to make you feel good. What can I do? That is such an easy thing to say. Just say that to her. Tell her, like, I want to make you feel good. I love when a guy says that to me.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing to say to that? Do you ever say that?
No, I really got to leave. But I'm going to edit it so it sounds fluent.
Okay, then I will do one more. How's okay, that, Menace?
Sweet.
This is a great one. Don't go south during foreplay. During foreplay, agree that the genitals are off limits at first. Touch other parts of her body using fingers, a feather, a silk scarf, or anything that turns her on. And ask her to describe how it feels. This builds the tension until you're both ready to explode. This is the whole teasing thing that I always talk about. Don't go right for it. Use a feather. Use something. Don't really go right and touch her there, but use other parts of your, you know, use a feather, silk scarf, whatever, to touch her during foreplay instead of your fingers. Use other things.
Something organic.
Something organic.
Maybe faux.
Faux?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done.
Good.
Okay. Awesome. Sweet. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.